Robert Wagstaff was enrolled in his second-to-last class at Texas A&M San Antonio when he died. He was 30 years old. His mother, Audrey Wagstaff, says he had been working towards his accounting degree since 2014.
He had taken his time getting his degree so he could finish with no student loan debt, and he had accomplished that goal.
Wagstaff says her son was gentle and hardworking. He loved to read and play the card game Magic.
He was more a blend into the crowd type of person, and if you needed him, he was there, and if you didn't need him, then he was still there to support you, but he was never up in your business or trying to tell you how to do things or how to run your life.
One of her favorite early memories of Robert involved a party and a piñata. He was one of the smallest children there, so he was supposed to take his turn hitting the piñata first.
And he just would not hit the piñata. He just didn't understand that that was what you were supposed to do to make the candy fall. He just did not want to hurt anybody.
Wagstaff's friend, Maria Lopez, watched Robert grow up. She's known them both for so long that she calls them by their family names, Sharon and Bibi.
He was always a big boy. And I would tell Sharon, that boy needs to play some football. And Sharon told me, no, my baby's smart. He's hitting the books, not no tackling.
When Robert got sick with COVID-19, he was placed in the intensive care unit. Wagstaff says she had to say goodbye to her son using a walkie-talkie while standing on the other side of a glass door. Lopez was with her when Robert died.
And I think that's the hardest for the family that is left behind. You're not able to touch, you're not able to talk to them.
Wagstaff says she wants people to remember that every person sick with COVID-19 is someone's loved one.
COVID-19 is not something that people should play with. It is a horrible, nasty virus that has no mercy.
Robert would have graduated from Texas A&M San Antonio in December if he hadn't been exposed to the coronavirus. The university will be awarding him his degree posthumously at its delayed commencement ceremony in September. His mother says the recognition is the only good news she's gotten in quite a while. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.